This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, which you can get for free.
Dude.
And the podcast will be there later on today, too.
I just learned something. I didn't know that Lutherans participate in Ash Wednesday and Episcopals.
Well, I brought this up because I really didn't know either. I know it's a Christian thing. I don't know if it's only Catholic.
I thought it was just Catholic exclusive.
And I'm married to a Catholic, so yeah. You would think I would know, but I've not paid attention over the years, so I don't really know. Now, Ash Wednesday is tomorrow. Today is Fat Tuesday, by the way. But Ash Wednesday being tomorrow. And then Lent. So you got to give something up, right?
Yeah. And by the way, I've done this for years. I've mentioned this I'll mention it again tomorrow. Tomorrow, when you see somebody with something black on their forehead, don't go and rub it off. They mean to have that. Mm-hmm. I've seen that happen. Somebody's like, and they lick their fingers and try to rub it off. You're like, no!
I remember when I was a kid seeing that.
Yeah.
And just baffled by it.
Right.
Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Well, what's it there?
I thought Catholics were the coolest people on the planet. I wanted to be Catholic so bad. I was so mad at my parents for making us Baptist. Well, my dad was Catholic, but my mom, you know, you always follow the mom. So we always went to Baptist church. But man, they had First Communion.
Yeah.
And then they had something else where you get gifts too. They got gifts at First Communion and there was a second thing. And I was like, God, I get ripped off. I got a Bible for being baptized. They got presents at a party.
I don't remember what I got for it. I don't think I got anything.
For being baptized?
I don't think so.
And I got a Bible with my name on it.
Maybe, and I just don't remember. I was 13 years old at the time. So, but I get a text from my wife. She obviously is Catholic. She says Frog has given up candy.
Oh, okay.
Man, he made that decision all on his own, I'm sure. Did you think for a minute a 7-year-old screamed that out this morning when she asked him? Of course not.
How long do you have to give it up for?
I don't think it's fair that you determine what he gives up. Maybe he wants to give up broccoli.
Now, how long do you have to give it up for?
I think it's 40 days and 40 nights.
Oh, okay, that
yeah.
one.
All it's right. the whole, you know, Jesus went
yeah,
out
yeah, yeah,
and
I get it.
Prayed for 40 days and 40
yeah.
nights, right?
Yeah.
So. And so that makes sense. That's why I thought that possibly other facets of the Christian beliefs might do this too. Although I grew up Baptist, my dad was a preacher. Okay, for the Baptist church, and we never did it. We never had Lent.
Well, you said Baptist, right?
Yeah, we were Baptist, yeah. Southern Baptist.
I think Methodists do it, but yeah, I've never met anybody but Catholics that do.
All
it,
right.
To be honest with you,
so let's give something up.
All right, I'm going to give up water.
Water?
You cannot give
no,
up
you
water,
need water,
Jamie.
Okay, the passion fruit Trulies, because I don't like those.
I don't think
Wait,
you can
just
do
just one
passion.
Flavor of Trulies?
I don't think you can do that, Jamie. I don't think,
I'll still
no,
take
I don't
the strawberry.
Fair.
Strawberry, yeah. The lime are fine, but the passion fruit, ew.
You're not playing fair.
It's supposed to be hard.
It is hard.
That's like me. I'm going to give up electric cars.
Well, listen, but it comes in a 12-pack, right? And the passion fruit is one of the flavors, or dragon fruit, whatever. It's horrible. But I still drink them, so I'm going to give them up.
You're not playing fair. That's not how it works.
But I save them to the end until I'm already like crocked, so yeah. I don't really taste the
and
flavor.
You're desperate. Yeah.
Every time this comes around and I start listing like the things I like, because you're supposed to give up something you like in all reality, right? Yeah. And every time I list the things that I like and I go back through my list, I don't want to give it up.
Yeah.
I can't choose one of
those.
That's
why you got to choose a
flavor
you don't like.
I'm not going to commit to that. Yeah. That's why you got to go with the fruit flavor.
Yeah, right? Like the strawberry Jolly Ranchers. Right. Stick with the green and the blues.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I don't think there's anything we could stick with. And I got to be honest with you. And I'm not saying my wife does this, but I kind of suspect it. Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's kind of like dry January, that you guys start off like a herd of turtles, man. You're strong. You're strong in your belief, but somewhere around 20 days, you maybe falter just a bit.
What did she give up?
She didn't say.
Oh, she
just said frog give up candy
for 40 days.
I didn't know. She didn't give up anything.
All right. So, Smadil, what would you give up?
You guys aren't going to believe me, but for 40 days, I'll give up video games.
I don't believe it.
No. Yeah. No way. No.
Yeah.
No
way. I'm going to do it.
No. Absolutely not. Yeah, you got too much free time on your hands.
No, I got stuff to do now other than video games. I can just go hang out with my girlfriend. So,
Yeah. What if she dumps you?
That's right back to video games, man.
Then that's not the 40-day thing.
Yeah. You're screwed. Yeah.
Right? That's your point.
Yeah. You might be playing them for the next 30. Yeah.
Just so I'd bring it up, man. It does happen, you know.
Gotta sure think
does.
About these things.
Sure does.
Yeah.
I'm a living example.
You can, yeah.
Oh, man.
What about you, Carson? What are you going to give up?
I would give up eating out, eating fast food.
No,
of any kind.
You're also like Schmidel. You are lying.
Well, no, listen. I think I could do it. The hard part for me is the weekends, because we're overcooking on the weekends, and we just like
you guys Grubhub more than anybody I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, exactly. There's gonna be a day where you have Little Debbie, and then you need food, and you're gonna be like, I'm just gonna Grubhub.
Yeah.
Screw this.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, that's the point of it, though. It's hard to do.
I've
so
never
you
met somebody
like.
That has two cars and Grubhubs as much as you do.
Yeah. I agree.
You have two drivers in your house, and you Grubhub.
It's just so convenient.
I don't get it.
I don't
it's
either.
So lazy.
It's really expensive too.
It is expensive,
yeah.
And the tip and everything. I mean, I literally went psychotic on my son because I just bought him a new truck, and the next thing I know, the doorbell's ringing and it's Grubhub. And you have never seen a mom lose her S like I did.
I'm with you. I find it lazy too.
Oh my God, you
especially,
just had a brand new truck in the driveway?
Yeah, especially you're a young dude.
Yeah.
You know, you can go get
no,
your food.
But when you're in the heart of arts and crafts with a 3-year-old, okay, you're making squishies on the fly. That's a lot. It takes
all right.
a lot of time.
All right. You know,
squishies on the fly. I think that's a porn I saw.
Yeah. Squishy on the fly. You know as well as we know, there's no way you could do it. There's
nope.
no way.
Nope.
It wouldn't happen.
It'd be
you,
hard.
Giving,
not,
up,
be
giving
hard.
Up, eating out, and giving up fast food. There's no way. That means every meal you'd have to cook.
I mean, you can't do it.
I'd
have to delete all the apps off my phone. Like literally every app.
Okay,
off
all
my
right,
phone.
All right. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do Amazon.
Yeah.
No
that's
way.
Like me.
No
that's
way.
That's like me.
Dude.
No way.
Guys.
Conversation's over. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.